senior executives and other managers have a new online course called Maximizing Employee Engagement. It's one of a few different tools the Office of Personnel Management is releasing this year to help federal managers think more about employee engagement. Mark Reinhold is the Associate Director for Employee Services and the Chief Human Capital Officer at OPM. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco the goal is to help managers better realize some of the tools they already have.
So last month, we were pleased to roll out this new course that we designed to help educate and equip leaders, managers, and supervisors in the federal government with knowledge and strategies to support employee engagement, which obviously, as is widely recognized, is a critical enabler of organizational success. The course is about an hour long, and it covers key topics like what is employee engagement, and why is it important, and what are some of the factors and drivers that contribute to high engagement, and what are some strategies for assessing employee engagement. And then at the end of the course, there's this great learning activity where you actually get to practice what you learned and apply it to a real-life situation. We also have this really good companion job aid that is a nice takeaway resource for the manager, providing tips and techniques and examples on things like how to enhance communications or how to use the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results effectively, and information on other topics that are connected to employee engagement, like communications and job autonomy and aligning performance expectations with mission. You know, we think it's a really good, easy-to-digest overview, and we've made it available at no cost to agencies. We're really pleased with the uptake and response so far. We've had a number of agencies that have offered it to their entire leadership cadre, so we're really excited about continuing to roll it out.
Can we expect other courses like this to come out from OPM in the future? Any other tools along this line?
Yeah, we've got some really exciting things lined up as we continue our work to support federal agencies and their engagement efforts. We're continuing to add content each month to our unlocktalent.gov community of practice. This is a great place where we are sharing information from agencies on, you know, case studies and videos and training and research articles and blogs and best practices, a whole variety of resources that can be used to help foster a work environment that supports high engagement and helps energize the workforce. We're also working on some new tools and training for leaders on some of the topical areas that are connected to employee engagement. For example, we've got a new Leading Across Generations online course that we're working on, and that is designed to provide federal leaders with some strategies and techniques and examples to help them engage a multi-generational workforce. And that'll soon be available to agencies at no cost. We're also working on an Introduction to Leave and Work Life and Workplace Flexibilities course. That is a course that will provide a comprehensive overview of the benefits of a flexible workplace culture with some really good information about the commonly used leave programs and workplace flexibility options that are available to federal managers and employees to help support a workplace that supports high engagement. And we're also going to be promoting our Telework 101 course for managers and a companion course for employees. These are interactive courses that will, for managers, help walk them through the process of how to set up an effective telework program within their organization. How do you go about selecting the right employees for telework? And how do you manage effectively in a telework environment? And for employees, it'll cover strategies for how to telework efficiently, how to stay plugged into the office when you're not in the workplace, and how to best manage, you know, communications with your coworkers and your supervisors and your customers when you're working in a remote workplace. We're also going to continue to promote our federal coaching network. This is a network that we developed in partnership with the Chief Learning Officers Council. This network is designed to bring together a community of folks who are passionate and invested in coaching, and they're willing to make themselves available to provide shared coaching services to interested individuals across the government at no cost. We're really pleased that we've got about 100 coaches available so far, and we've trained them all through a federal coaching boot camp that we've coordinated And we're really excited about being able to provide those coaching services to supervisors, which, you know, we view as a great way of helping to, you know, support supervisors in fulfilling their duties and, among other things, working to engage their workforce. Going to continue to promote our supervisory and managerial curriculum framework. This is a guidance document that outlines the kinds of training and development that new supervisors and managers should receive, including topics that are related to and contribute to employee engagement, like communications and performance management. We're also going to continue to work with agencies and providing guidance on what we're calling Performance Management Plus. This is really all about making the performance management process more meaningful by doing things like engaging employees in regular discussions and check-ins, rather than just having, you know, performance management be a, you know, once a year, twice a year, check the box exercise. And finally, we're working on a work-life toolkit, which will use a multimedia platform to help agencies develop really good work-life programs that we know can help support and strengthen employee engagement.
So I know that one of the goals is to give agency managers a sense of, here are the tools that you already have, here are the authorities that you already have right now, we don't need to change anything. For OPM's part, it's more about helping them realize the tools and the information that they already have. Is that sort of the goal of some of these programs and these toolkits that you're putting out?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, one of the things that we're really working toward is providing consistent and thoughtful guidance and tools that supervisors can use to fulfill their duties, whether they're related to engagement or performance management or other topics. And what we found is, you know, in some cases, these tools aren't available at an agency level, or there may be some, you know, inconsistency as far as, you know, how those tools are being made available. So we're really focused on trying to identify things that, you know, can make a difference across the enterprise.
And to that end, I know that OPM is working on some new toolkits around the Pathways program. Is there anything that you can tell us about that?
We're working on some exciting new things, some great tools that we think will really help agencies with their Pathways programs. You know, through our work and discussions with agencies, one of the things that we found is that they're continuing to face some challenges that might be preventing them from really using those programs to their maximum benefit. You know, it's things like confusion about the regulations, the implementing guidance, figuring out how to manage relationships with some of their critical talent partners in colleges and universities, and some other issues that seem to be contributing perhaps to a reluctance to fully use the programs. We partnered with some agency partners and other stakeholders to bring together nearly 100 agency and college and university representatives to really drill down and figure out solutions for how we might overcome some of the things that they view as challenges from their respective perspectives. And as a result of that effort, we are working toward a Pathways handbook that'll be for HR professionals and Pathways program officers in the agencies, which we really see as a, you know, single resource that synthesizes the regulations and the guidance written in a easy-to-consume, clear manner that will help answer questions, common questions that HR professionals and the Pathways officers have to help them effectively, more effectively implement the programs. We're also working on a Pathways flexibility tool. Again, a great tool for HR professionals and Pathways officers and coordinators of Presidential Management Fellow programs, as well as hiring managers and supervisors, where we are, you know, succinctly laying out how each of the flexibilities works, along with a description of why you might want to consider this particular flexibility, and even some agency examples that provide insights into, you know, how to effectively implement a particular program. And also working on a hiring manager toolkit. This is specifically geared toward managers and supervisors to introduce them to the Pathways programs and show how each of those programs can help them meet their hiring needs. Also includes some great tips for how to recruit and hire students and recent graduates. And finally, we're working on some data analytics tools for agency reps and college and university partners to provide some, you know, good data that they can use to look at things like, you know, where are potential applicants located? Which agencies are hiring and what kinds of jobs are they filling and what locations are they filling those jobs in? And then even things like looking at conversion rates for, you know, internships and recent grads to permanent jobs, because we think that's information that, you know, colleges and universities would definitely be interested in.
So is the goal here with these pathways tools, is it really to get agencies to use the program more, to bring in more college students and have more of them working in their agencies for this time period, or are there other goals surrounding this?
Yeah, so, you know, the Pathways program was designed to provide, you know, logical and common sense pathways for talent from colleges and universities and, you know, recent graduates to get into the government. And one of the things that we found is, you know, as with any change, a lot of times there are, you know, growing pains and implementation challenges. And we found that, you know, some agencies hadn't been convinced perhaps that the Pathways program was going to, you know, help them get to their goals. And what we're finding is, you know, fortunately, agencies are continuously recognizing the value, or increasingly recognizing the value of the programs. And we're, you know, just in the past couple of years, we're beginning to see an uptick in the numbers of hires that are made under these programs.
So I know that looking at the results of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey from 2015, that the government-wide, the employee engagement score went up a percentage point. And I know that agencies were happy with that, but of course you'd like to see more. So what can you tell me about your priorities for this year, looking at employee engagement specifically?
Yeah, so we are really proud of the commitment that we're seeing from federal agencies and how they've really risen to the challenges of the president's call to make employee engagement a priority. And as you pointed out, the good news is that we're seeing results. The 2015 results shows that this focused attention is indeed yielding change. We've reduced 4 years of declining, you know, scores in the engagement index. And as you pointed out, we've seen an increase in 1% government-wide in that index, which is actually pretty significant. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when you consider the fact this is a huge, huge enterprise that is being surveyed, a 1% movement in any given year is actually really significant. And the other great thing we've seen is that none of the items in that index have declined for the first time in history. So we're really pleased with that. You know, OPM is committed to continuing to support federal agencies to meet their engagement goals. We're seeing a lot of great progress in agencies in, you know, communications and empowering their subordinate organizational components to respond to their local needs and their local engagement challenges. We're seeing some great and innovative partnerships with labor unions. And we're really seeing agencies step up and approach the results strategically. And so all those are pointing to, you know, some great progress that we're really pleased with. You know, OPM is looking forward to continuing the work that we're doing with agencies and supporting the senior accountable officials that have been designated in each agency through things like, you know, regular check-in discussions where we talk about things like, you know, their current engagement efforts and what are the successes and what are the challenges, using it as an opportunity to share best practices and things that we're learning from other agencies, using them as a vehicle to bring together agencies who might be facing similar challenges, or to connect agencies in, you know, sort of a mentor-mentee relationship where they can you know, learn from each other. We got a number of events planned for the senior accountable officials and their teams, where we'll do things like showcasing agency best practices and allowing for some, you know, good interagency discussion. We'll also be, in the near future, hosting some forums for the agency accountable officials on preparing for the upcoming survey, looking at techniques and approaches to improving FEVS response rates, how do they communicate results across the organization and take advantage of some of the granular results that we are now able to produce down to, you know, really low organizational levels, and then also talking about things like performance management and the drivers of engagement. So we're really looking forward to those activities.
Mark Reinhold, Associate Director for Employee Services and the Chief Human Capital Officer at OPM, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.